The less privileged have also not been left out of the Christmas celebration. Children at the Osu Children's Home had their fair share of the celebration. They were feted by some individuals who singularly prepared food and organized a party for them. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the manager of the home, Sharon Abbey, expressed gratitude to the organizations and individuals who continue to assist the less privileged in society.
Our children, they even started the Christmas from the 24th, as usual. We had a grand party with support from a certain gentleman and the mother who were celebrating their birthday, and they decided to come and share with the children. It was fun throughout. We all made merry. They were served with the good evening. So we had to invite some of our less privileged children from the shelter to come and join us. So the whole day we had dancing competition. And luckily they've been invited to Perez Dome, Reverend Ajinasari's chapel there. I think tomorrow there's another program too for them. Yes, we have so many
programs. Currently, how many children do you have?
Currently we have 175, made up of both sexes. But two-thirds of the home is made up of boys, and then the rest are girls.
So how has the public response to appeal for this children been?
It's been gradual, but it picked up suddenly, close to Christmas. Even this week, it suddenly picked up, And we are grateful for what the Lord has done. We are praying that the Lord will continue to touch the hearts of people to remember. It's like this year, everybody is talking about the less privileged. I think that's the message from God. And government cannot do it all. So we are happy that it's a collective responsibility, I'll call it.
Madame Mabi appealed for other individuals and organizations to adopt and sponsor units at their home.
I would also like to appeal to corporate organizations and individuals, all and sundry, to come on board. There's a lot that has to be done because it's a children's facility, and wherever you have a lot of children, there's a lot of wear and tear. You keep on changing nets, they keep having fun. So we need constant support.
So,
and that is why we call on the public to help, especially with our bus that takes the children to and fro from school. We don't have a basic school on our facility. They attend school in the community. So most often it breaks down. It's a donation for so many years and it has not been in the best of shape.
Radio Ghana caught up with one of the inmates of the home, Ebenezer Mills. He expressed appreciation to individuals and organizations who made their Christmas an enjoyable one.
To me, we really enjoyed it very well. We had so much fun and our stuff. Yeah. In the evening, there will be a party in the evening, so we will really enjoy ourselves today. And barbecue party and music, drinks and dance. This one seems different. Yeah, very different.